Now, anyone who's ever made biscuits knows that you need something called baking soda. This story is all about baking soda, only it takes place in the Appalachians, so they call it Sody Saleratus. The story goes like this. There was once a ma, a pa, a sister, and a brother, and every morning ma would get up, and she'd put on her apron, go downstairs to the kitchen, and bake up a great big batch of biscuits. Ooh, they loved biscuits. They'd eat them with honey and butter and jam and marmalade and my favorite, molasses. And there was a little squirrel who'd sit in the window every morning. Now, when Ma saw that squirrel, she'd say, "Shoo! Get away from here! Shoo!" But when the children saw that squirrel, they'd give it little pieces of biscuit. So that squirrel came back every morning. Now, one morning, Ma went downstairs, and she had her apron on, and she opened up the cabinets, and she took out the flour, and she took out the tin where she normally kept the Sody Saleratus, but the tin was empty. And she said to herself, "I'm going to have to send one of my children down to the store to get some more Sody Saleratus, or we're not going to have any biscuits this morning." So she went up the stairs, and she knocked on her son's door. Pum, pum, pum. Her son said, "Go away." She said, "You got to get up." He said, "I don't want to get up." She says, "You've got to get up and go to the store." He said, "I don't want to get up and go to the store." She said, "If you don't get up and go to the store, there's not going to be any biscuits this morning." He said, "Okay, I'm up, I'm up." He got up, he got dressed, he came out, and he said, "How come we can't have any biscuits this morning?" His mama said, "Well, we're out of Sody Saleratus." And with that, he said, "What?" She said, "Sody Saleratus." He said, "What?" She said, "Look, let me teach this little song, okay? And then I'm going to send you down the road to get some Sody Saleratus." The song goes like this. "Sody, Sody, Sody Saleratus. You got it?" He said, "Uh-uh." "Sody, Sody, Sody Saleratus. You got it?" He said, "Uh-uh." She said, "Boy, listen. Sody, Sody, Sody Saleratus. You got it?" He said, "Okay." He went on down the road singing that song. "Sody, Sody, Sody Saleratus. Sody, Sody, Sody Saleratus. Sody, Sody, Sody Saleratus." He got to the general store. He said, "Excuse me, Mr. General Store Owner, my mama sent me down here to get some Sody Saleratus." And the general store owner said, "Well, here you go, little boy." He gave him the Sody Saleratus. The little boy said, "Thank you much." And he went on down the road singing that song. "Sody, Sody, Sody Saleratus." But when he got to a bridge, a bear jumped out and said, "You woke me up this morning singing that Saleratus song." Swallowed brother whole. Now back home, Ma was wondering what happened to that boy. She said, "I bet he's playing by the side of the road." So she went up the stairs and knocked on her daughter's door. Pum, pum, pum. Her daughter said, "Go away." Ma says, "You gotta get up." She said, "I don't wanna get up." Ma says, "You gotta get up and go to the store." She said, "I don't wanna get up and go to the store." Ma said, "If you don't get up and go to the store, we're not going to have any biscuits this morning." She said, "Okay, I'm up, I'm up." She got up. She put on her clothes. She said, "How come we can't have any biscuits this morning?" Her ma said, "I sent your brother down the road to get some Sody Saleratus, and he hadn't come home yet." She said, "He went to get what?" Ma said, "Okay, let me teach you this little song. Here we go. Sody, Sody, Sody Saleratus. You got it?" Sis said, "Uh-uh." Ma said, "Listen. Sody, Sody, Sody Saleratus. You got it?" She said, "Uh-uh." Ma said, "Sody, Sody, Sody Saleratus. You got it?" She said, "Okay." And sis went on down the road singing that song. Sody, Sody, Sody Saleratus. Sody, Sody, Sody Saleratus. Sody, Sody, Sody Saleratus. She got to the general store. She said, "Excuse me, Mr. General Store Owner. My brother was supposed to come in here and get some Sody Saleratus. Have you seen him?" The general store owner said, "You know, you just missed him. He was in here 5 minutes ago. You probably just passed him on the road." She said, "Thank you much." And she went on down the road singing that song. Sody, Sody, Sody Saleratus. But when she got to that bridge, that bear jumped out and said, "You woke me up this morning singing that Saleratus song." Swallowed sis whole. Back at home, Ma was wondering where everybody was. She says, "I don't believe it. I bet those children are playing by the side of the road." She went up the stairs. She opened her bedroom door. She looked in. She said, "Honey, you got to get up." He said, "I don't want to get up." She said, "You got to get up and go to the store." He said, I don't want to go to the store. She said, if you don't get up and go to the store, there's not going to be any biscuits this morning. He said, I'm up, I'm up. He got up, he got dressed. He said, how come we can't have any biscuits this morning? Ma said, I sent your children down to the store to get some sody saleratus, and neither one of them have come home yet. He said,
they went to get what?
So Ma taught him that little song. Sody, sody, sody saleratus. You got it? He said,
uh-uh.
She said, sody, sody, sody saleratus. You got it? Now, we're going to let him learn it in only 2 times because he's a grown-up, you know.
He said, okay.
And he went on down the road singing that song with his nice, deep daddy voice.
Sody, sody, sody saleratus. Sody, sody, sody saleratus. Sody, sody, sody saleratus.
He got to the general store and said, excuse me, Mr. General Store Owner. I'm looking for my children. They were supposed to come in here and get some sody saleratus. Have you seen them? The general store owner said, you know, you just missed them. They were in here 5 minutes ago. You probably just passed them on the road, he said.
Thank you much.
He went on down the road singing that song.
Sody, sody, sody saleratus.
But when he got to that bridge, bah! That bear jumped out and said,
you woke me up this morning singing that saleratus song. Hump!
Swallowed. Now, back home, Ma was wondering where her family was. She said, I guess if you want something done, you just better do it yourself. She took off her apron. She put on a little hat. She got her pocketbook, and she went on down the road singing that song. Sody, sody, sody saleratus. Sody, sody, sody saleratus. She's only going to get there in 2 times because Ma's walked faster than everybody else. And when she got there, she walked into the general store. She said, excuse me, Mr. General Store Owner, I'm looking for my family. They were supposed to come in here and get some sody saleratus and come home, and nobody's come home yet. Have you seen them? The general store owner said, you just missed them. They were in here 5 minutes ago. You probably just passed them on the road. She said, thank you much. And she went on down the road singing that song. Sody, sody, sody saleratus. But when she got to that bridge, bah! The bear jumped out and said,
you woke me up this morning singing that saleratus song. Hump!
Swallowed Ma whole. Well, back at home, that little squirrel was wondering where everybody was. He'd seen brother go out and sis go out and Ma go out and Pa go out, and nobody had come home yet, and there were no biscuits. That squirrel decided he'd go down the road and see if he could find him, and he decided to sing that catchy little song. He jumped off the windowsill and went on down the road. He got to the general store. He jumped up onto the counter. He said, it's a good thing that general store owner knew how to speak squirrel. Because what that squirrel had said was, have you seen my family? They were supposed to come in here and get some sody saleratus, and nobody's come home yet. That general store manager said, which means you just missed them. They were in here 5 minutes ago. You probably just passed him on the road. The squirrel said, which means, thank you much. He jumped down and he went down the road singing that song. But when he got to that bridge, the bear jumped out and said,
you woke me up this morning singing that saleratus song.
But before he could swallow that squirrel whole, that squirrel went, and ran right through his legs. That bear went, and he chased him. That squirrel ran up a hill. Ah! That bear chased him. That squirrel ran down the hill. Ah! That bear chased him. That squirrel ran up a tree. Ah! That bear chased him. That squirrel ran down the other side of the tree. Ah! That bear tried to chase him. But that bear had eaten so many people. His stomach was really big, and he got stuck up in that tree. And that bear started screaming and howling, and every time he opened his mouth really, really big, somebody fell out. He went, bah! And Ma fell out, bah! And Pa fell out,
and bah!
And Sis fell out,
and bah!
And Brother fell out,
and bah!
And the sody saleratus fell out. Ma gathered her whole family together, and they marched back home. As for that bear, ooh, his stomach hurt so badly, He got out of that tree. He went back into the forest. He decided he did not want to live under a bridge anymore. He found himself a nice cave and went to sleep. As for Ma, she baked up a great big batch of biscuits. And that squirrel got to sit at the head of the table and eat all the biscuits and molasses he could hold. And that's the story of Sody, Sody, Sody Saluratus.